Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet, Mishnah He. So after discussing in Mishnah He a few Mishnayot ago about the fact that a Hatan is exempt from reciting Kiryat Shema because his mind is focused on the mitzvah of consummating his marriage, the Mishnah over here is discussing, is he allowed to say Kiryat Shema if he'd like to? So we mentioned over there in the last Mishnah that Rabban Gamliel was somebody who did. He felt that he couldn't hold back from accepting Malchut Shamayim even for one day. So he said Kiryat Shema on his wedding night. So the question over here, though, is can anybody really do that? Can anybody grab a hold of this mitzvah even in a situation where they are patur, where they are exempt from saying it? Mishnah says, Hatan, im ratza likrot Kiryat Shema laila harishon, koreh. A hatan, a groom, if he'd like to recite Kiryat Shema on the wedding night, he's allowed to. The Rambam writes, though, in this situation, it's obviously a groom who feels that he could have the proper focus and proper kavanah during the Shema. The next part of the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Lo kol harotze litol Hashem yitol. This mitzvah is not for everybody. You can't just say, oh, the guy's exempt, but he can grab onto it if he wants to. No. Only somebody with a very well-known reputation for being a hacham, a wise one, of being somebody who's very meticulous with his mitzvot, only he can grab onto this mitzvah even when he is exempt. Otherwise, it looks arrogant. Regular guy who isn't known for that, all of a sudden it comes to Shema, he's starting to look like, oh, he's going super mahmir. He's going to be super strict. Come on, who are you kidding? That's an arrogant move. You're trying to make it like you're on this higher level when in reality you aren't. Because you can't have the proper kavanah. The Shulchan Aruch does say that nowadays, he said all year long, we don't have proper kavanah. So as opposed to them in those days where they would have proper kavanah, but then just on the wedding night they wouldn't have proper kavanah because they were engrossed in this mitzvah. He said, us, all year long, we don't have proper kavanah. So the common custom, says the Shulchan Aruch, is that nowadays, on the wedding night, the hatan does say Kiryat Shema.